All right, guys, welcome to episode 17 of the Candy Cannon Podcast, part two of a short little series that I'm doing, Why People Buy. We covered already part number one, or reason number one, which is status. People buy based off of status. And number two is coming up here in this episode. So, number one, if you're an entrepreneur or a salesperson, you definitely want to pay attention to what we're talking about here, right? These two things are very important in your marketing, in your sales, in your follow-up, in, you know, keeping providing and keeping your customers happy and all that kind of thing. But it's also very important too if you're someone who, like all of us, buys something, right? If you buy stuff, which everyone does, you need to know why you're buying things. Because that's really important when it comes to making smart buying decisions, all right? So that's what we're going to cover in part number two. Reason number two, why people buy in this short series. So remember, wherever you're listening to us, you can subscribe there. You can comment. We're on every single podcast platform in the world. So you can comment, rate, subscribe wherever you are. And I love hearing back from the audience. So make sure you leave a comment as well. That's all for now. Let's get on to episode number 17. Reason number two, why people buy. All right, guys, welcome back to this little series we're doing on why people buy. There's two reasons. We covered the first one in episode, in the last episode, in part number one. And in this episode, we're going to cover part number two, or reason number two, why people buy. So there's only two reasons. The first one we covered was status, and we covered that pretty deeply on the first part there. And in this episode, we are going to cover part number two. But before I go into that, I do want to thank Harold. I'm not going to say his last name, but Harold, for leaving us the voice memo. I didn't even know you could do that, but it was kind of cool. And thank you for your kind words, and hope you keep listening. So part number two, reason number two, why people buy. Remember, there's only two reasons. No matter what product or service you're looking at or selling, or you can think of anything that you want, there's only two reasons why people buy them. Number one is status, to increase their status within their community, their friends, their family, whatever. We went over that in part number one. And part number two is experience. They believe that whatever it is they're going to buy is going to increase their experience in life in some way, shape, or form. We're going to have a positive impact on their life experience. So to give you an example, somebody goes from a Honda Accord. Maybe they're like a middle manager or something. They're making $75,000 a year. They have a Honda Accord that they lease, right? Well, why do they go from the Honda Accord to the BMW 3 Series when they go from $75,000 to $90,000? Well, the first reason is because they believe it's a status increase in their community, in their family, in their friends, and all that kind of stuff. The other reason why is because, generally speaking, it's more comfortable and it's better and it's easier and it's funner and it's safer maybe to drive a BMW than it is a Honda Accord. So it's an increase in their experience in life. The same thing is true for someone who is thirsty, right? Well, why do they buy a Fiji water? Well, maybe because the status of Fiji is higher than the status of the store brand, but also because maybe it actually tastes better and it actually makes them feel better and it actually hydrates them better than the average everyday general store brand water. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. It could be, it might not be. I have no idea. But the bottom line is that's why people do it, because they believe it's a status increase, and they believe sometimes, or, and we'll get into that in a second, but, and they believe it's an increase in experience. Now, when you talk about buying things, the advice that I always give people, because a good salesperson can always give good buying advice as well, because, you know, we understand the psychological triggers. The best salespeople in the world understand the psychological triggers that make people buy. And we understand how to use them to get people to buy stuff that they should have. There are a lot of people out there too that use those tools and tactics and techniques and strategies to get people to buy things that they shouldn't have. And that's unethical, and they shouldn't do that. But the bottom line is, when you're looking to buy something, you should buy it generally based off of experience and not status. If it's something that increases your experience in life, it makes things easier for you, it makes things better for you, it makes, you know, kind of like the one thing, a book that I read all the time, and I'm actually currently reading it, right? Like, what's the one thing that makes, you know, I don't forget the actual question, but what's the one thing that such by doing it makes everything else unnecessary or easier, right? The same thing is true when you're buying something. If I buy this thing, is it going to make other things in life easier or unnecessary or better or faster or smarter or whatever, right? So when you're buying something, those are the things that you have to look at. Not necessarily status. Status is usually a terrible reason to buy something. There are exceptions, though, to that rule. And that exception is like, let's say you're, the exceptions are very rare, but let's say you're a real estate agent, right? And you have a 1995 Honda Civic that runs like a dream, but it looks terrible. You're probably not going to do very well going up to a listing appointment in your 95 Civic, right? So it's a good idea to probably upgrade that car for the sole purpose of increasing your status so that you can increase your income, build your business, and then live a better experience, have a better experience in life, right? Because you're making more income and you're having a better life. So the bottom line is, if you're looking to increase your status when you're buying something and it has no effect on your experience in life, you're probably going to have what everybody knows as buyer's remorse, right? That's why people get home and they buy something, they get home and they're like, man, this is the stupidest thing I ever did, because they solely made that purchase based on status, not experience. When people buy things based on both status and experience, usually they won't have any buyer's remorse. Usually. Sometimes they will, but usually they won't. Now, here's the key. When people only buy things on experience, it's usually a really, really good purchase, and they're happy with it, and they stick with it for a long time, okay? Again, this is why expert salespeople will hone in on both experience and status. And another way to put this is, you know, salespeople will say to you who are, I would say, like above average, they're not great, but they're above average. They'll say, sell on emotion, justify with logic, right? You'll hear that in, you know, the New York Times bestselling books and, you know, the most popular YouTube channels and stuff like that. That's like the common everyday knowledge that people spew all over the internet. But really, if you look at the top 0.1% of all salespeople in the world, you look at Steve Jobs, right? If you listen to the way that he sold from stage, you'll hear him not only sell on status, but also not just justify, but also sell on status and sell on experience. This is going to make you look cool, and it's also going to make your life easier and better and faster and smarter. Right? So when people say we sell based on on emotion and we justify based on logic, that's true if you want to be just a little above average. If you want to be a master, if you want to be the best of the best of the best, you sell based off of emotion and logic. You sell on both those things. Now, another way to put that is you sell on experience and you sell on status both. Okay. The person who just sells on emotion, they're just going to sell the status and then they'll justify it with experience. The person who is at the lowest of the low level, they'll sell on just experience and they won't talk about status at all. Another way to put that is they'll sell just on logic. Okay. People can sell and make money that way, but they're never going to get to the top of the top if they're just using logic. All right. The people who are at the top of the top, they're selling on both experience and status, and that's how they're getting the people to buy. And not only getting their people to buy, but getting their people to actually love what they buy, keep what they buy, and keep them coming back for more and more and more. Okay, so to wrap it up, part number two reasons why people buy. Number one, status. That's a big one, okay? Especially here in the United States. If you live in the United States, it could be true all over the world. I don't really know. But here in the United States, this is like, I'm guessing here, but I would say like 95% of purchases are made on status in the United States. Do they have a little bit of an experience boost? Yeah, but people don't care about that. They don't even look at it. The other one, reason number two, experience. The smartest people in the world buy on experience, 90% experience, 10% status, okay? Most people are the other way around. Most people buy all on status and they don't care about experience. They don't even think about experience at all. So those are the two reasons why people buy. You can use them in your sales presentations. You can use them in your rebuttal sequences. You can use them in your marketing to get people into whatever sales process you use to move them further down the process. So remember, people buy on two reasons and two reasons alone. Doesn't matter what the product is. Doesn't matter what the service is. People buy on status and experience. You could pick apart any product, any service in the world, and if you look at how it's sold and why people make the decision to buy or to not buy, it's because of either status or experience, and sometimes both. That's all for today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And remember to rate, comment, and subscribe. We're on every podcast platform in the world, so you can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and you can also leave us a comment. I love, like Harold did, I love hearing back from the audience. So leave us a comment wherever you're listening to this, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. So I'm out here in my town, going for my daily walk. Kind of daily. Not every day, but most of the time. Probably that psychopath on that motorcycle behind me, but it's about 6:15 or so in the morning, and like usual, there's nobody out here. Usually I see a couple people, 2-3 people, whatever, but today there's like literally nobody, and the reason why that is because it's Christmas morning, and not many people get up at 5:45 in the morning to get dressed, to come out and go for a run or a walk or whatever. And that's kind of the point of this episode. The point of this episode, like a lot of times, someone lost a stroller and left a sign for it. It's interesting. Anyway, the point of this episode and the point of a lot of episodes that I do is you have to act in accordance to whatever it is that you're after. You have to do the things that other people are not willing to do if you want results that other people don't get. It's like literally that simple. Nobody's out here. Nobody's out. And whatever, it doesn't have to be walking. It doesn't have to be running. It doesn't have to be exercise. Whatever it is. Nobody's out here walking. There's a lot of people complaining they're fat. Nobody's out here running. There's a lot of people complaining that they don't have energy or they're tired all the time. Right? There's nobody cold calling yesterday. Oh, it's Christmas Eve. No one's going to be there. So I'm going to just not do it. And then they complain they don't have enough money. It's not my fault or somebody else's fault that you're fat, you're broke, you're miserable. It's your fault. You have to get out and do the things you have to do based on whatever it is or in accordance with whatever it is you're after. Whether it's Christmas, whether it's New Year's, whether it's Easter, it doesn't matter. Because if you skip today, the next day is going to be the next excuse. Oh, I'll wait till the New Year. And the New Year's going to come. You're going to set a New Year's resolution, stupidest thing in the world. You're going to set a New Year's resolution. Then what's going to happen? You're going to quit by February. This truck coming by. You're gonna quit by February. And you're gonna say, oh, well, I'll set a new one. And then, oh, I gotta wait till Monday. I gotta wait till tomorrow. It's too late in the day. No. The only time that's worth starting is right now. That's it. Whatever it is, I don't care if it's Christmas or not. Listen, you weren't born today. Not your birthday. Somebody else was born today. Someone much more important than you are. And you know what? If you were born today, good. Because nobody gives a crap. That goes for every day of the year. Nobody cares about your birthday. No one cares about your anniversary. No one cares about anything. No one cares about you. You're the one that has to take responsibility for what you do because nobody else is going to do it for you. So you have to figure out what it is that you want. And we're going to do next week, we're going to do a big goal setting session on this podcast. So make sure you subscribed. It's coming out probably like 2 or 3 days. And we're going to do a big goal setting session on this podcast to figure out exactly what it is that you want and what actions you need to take in 2020 and beyond in order to get there. That's coming out next week. Make sure you subscribe to the show in order to get that. But the bottom line is you have to do the things that other people are not willing to do if you want to see results that other people don't get to see. That's the only way to get there. There's no shortcut. There's no easy way. You just have to do the hard crap that nobody else wants to do. Whether it's Christmas, whether it's New Year's, whether it's Easter, nobody cares. And today, Christmas Day, is probably the best day in the world to do something, to get ahead. And the reason why is because everyone else is sleeping. No one's doing anything. They're wrapping gifts. They're waiting for their family. They're cooking breakfast. You don't need to do any of that crap. Work on you. Are you going to take a day off of work? Fine, whatever. I don't care about that. But don't give up on your mind, your body, your relationships, your spirituality. Don't give up on that today. Today is the day to get started if you're not started already, because today is the day everyone else is sleeping. The same thing goes for Easter, same thing goes for New Year's, any holiday. I hear salespeople tell me all the time, oh, Sunday, I can't call on Sunday, no one's around. Good, so that's the day you should call because everyone's thinking the same thing. No one's making calls on Sunday because everyone's saying nobody's there on Sunday, so call because now you have an advantage because there's nobody else out there doing it. Right, so today is the day, or tomorrow, whenever it is, whenever you're listening to this, right now, is the time to figure out what it is that you want and get after it and start doing the things that nobody else is willing to do.
If average everyday people that you're around all the time, 99% of people in this world, if they're looking at you and saying, oh, I'd do the same thing, that's a smart move. Stop doing that and do something else. They should be looking at you saying, you're freaking crazy, man. What the hell's wrong with you? Take it easy. If they're looking at you saying, I would do the same thing. You gotta stop doing it and do something else. Average everyday people, that Jeep is flying. Average everyday people should be looking at you saying, you're nuts. Stop doing that. That's crazy. That's insane. People have been saying that to me my whole life. But they're broke. And I'm not. They're miserable. And I'm not. They're fat. And I'm not. So you know what? I do the things that no one else is willing to do. And that's how successful people live. So that's how you have to start living if you want to be successful as well. Make sure you subscribe to the show. We're going to be doing the goal setting session next week. In like 2 or 3 days. Before New Year's. We're going to be doing the goal setting session. That's going to be a long episode. We're going to walk you through everything you need to do in order to set your goals for 2020, whatever year it is and beyond that, and the actions you need to take in order to achieve them. 10-year goals, 5-year goals, 3-year goals, 1-year goals, quarterly goals, monthly goals, weekly goals, daily goals, all in alignment so that you know exactly what you need to do every single day in order to get where you want to go this year, this month, this week, and all the way out to 10 years from now. So make sure you subscribe to the show to get that. It's coming out in a couple days. All right, guys, that is all. Have a great Christmas, and we'll see you soon. Welcome to episode 20 of the Kenny Cannon Podcast, Christmas Day. Merry Christmas, everybody, if you listen to this on Christmas Day. This is a short little episode just talking about doing things that other people are not willing to do, are not ready to do, or just not doing. Today's Christmas Day. I'm out walking 6 o'clock in the morning in my town. And walking and running and walking and running. And I do that, not every day, but a lot of times. And, I was just thinking as I was on my route, that it would be a good time to talk about things that people aren't willing to do because everyone else is sleeping. No one else is out here with me. Usually people aren't out here with me anyway. It's usually 3 or 4 other people that I see pretty regularly, but most of the time it's just me. And maybe that's the difference, right? Maybe that's why everyone who's sleeping right now is broke and the quote-unquote not broke guy is walking at 6 in the morning. I don't know. Maybe we do different stuff. Maybe we think a little differently. And you know what? If you want something in your life, whatever it is, relationship, spirituality, a thing, an income level, whatever, you got to do the things people aren't willing to do. And today, Christmas Day, is the best day in the world to start anything because everyone else is sleeping. I have to be a little quiet because I'm getting in the neighborhood where the houses are. Everyone else is sleeping and no one's paying attention. So what are you doing while no one's paying attention? What are you doing while everyone else is sleeping? Because now is the time you can get ahead. All right, that's all for now. Let's get on to the episode. Make sure you subscribe to the show, any podcast platform that's out there. You can also leave us a review there as well. Really important to do that because in the next 2 or 3 days, I'm going to be releasing the goal setting session and you're going to want to go through that. We're going to take you through your yearly goals, your 10-year, 5-year, 3-year, 1-year, quarterly, monthly, daily, all the way down to the day. So everything's going to be in alignment. You're going to know exactly what you need to do in order to hit the goal that you want to hit for 2020 and beyond. So subscribe to the show. It's coming out in a couple days. We'll see you then. Let's get on to episode number 20.